Sugya Masechet Tainis as it relates to general Tishabal, as well as the as relates to Shulam Avelis, which is really discussed. Machlokas HaTanoim is first found in the Mishnah in the Sefer Tainis, we alluded to it briefly yesterday. Erev Tisha B'av Layochal Adam Shnei Tavshilin Layochal Basel Lishta Yayin. That's Erev Tisha B'av. That's exactly 1 week from today. So it was called the Sunim Apsekas in the afternoon. You may not eat meat or drink wine. Rav Yehuda Mechayev V'Kfiyah Tamita V'Lahod Lo Chachamim. Machlokas Rav Yehuda Chachamim, you have to have Kfiyah Tamita during the Sunim Apsekas. So Rav Velvel, in his piece on this, in Hilchos Taniyot, has the following shaila. In the Mishnah, remember, the Mishnah doesn't talk about Tisha B'av, it's an irony. The Mishnah is leading up, you know, Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'av, an Erev Tisha B'av, then it gets to the climax, it doesn't talk about Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av is in a bright, and the Gemara tells you what it's in, it doesn't tell you anywhere in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is all about Erev Tisha B'av. Vika Flubtasim, who is in Erev Tisha B'av, and Noah God's Kriya Tamita and Vav, and will be Tisha B'av Atma Luska Chal B'Mishnah Seinah. Not mentioned in the Mishnah. Oh, the name of the Hach, the Rav Yehuda Mechayev Kfiyas Hamita, who milsa ba'an pe narse, the koi al tishu lo v'yatmo, im noeg den Kfiyas Hamita, the tishu lo im lo. That's the Shem. He quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, my time of the Rabbonah say, lo hodu lo chachamim, also kimisha meisa muto lefonos, so the Rishani understands that the reason the Chachamim don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda is not because they deny the whole concept of Kfiyas Hamita. Come on, never heard of this to begin with. No, to the contrary. Rather, they make him like an oning, as made some mutal lefana. They don't know that God's dinei avelus. Okay? So Rabban and Argan Rabbi Yehuda, according to this Mahalach, so they say, as the Gemara has it, the Babli has it, before we get to the Yerushalmi, the Babli has it, the last one of Lamed Aleph, and then you have Yudav Reloi, you have Tishba, Mevi, Lo Pab, Karev, Lo Melach, Lo Yoshev, Ben Tana, Lo Kirayim, Lo Kol Mishosa, Lo Kipa, Shomayim, the Domek, and Yishamei, So Muto, Lo Pada, so it's the Babli. Now, Nei, So Muto, Lo Pada, is part of the Kriya Tamita. We know this, Nei, was I called for the Tamita, which he starts in a Golo, he's one of the Kodmuk of Zion. So according to this understanding, if you have one Rabbi Yehuda, none of their poo-pooing the whole idea of playing with the beds and how you sit and how you sleep. No, on the contrary. They're saying, it's worse than Avelos. It's Aninus. And an Aninus is departed from Kriya Sanita, as you often hold in the Avelos, and you have to sleep on the floor. So if he's there, Belbel says, Vika Sukkot Rabbi Yehuda v'chachanam hu hi, Rabbi Yehuda is feeling the suit of Abtegot in Avelos, but Kriyas Hamita, Chacham says, "Dinam Aninus Bo." He should make it with all the fun of, and he quotes the Gra. You can see it in the Gra in the top Kuf from the day that I asked you to see. And if you want to see the Gra in a better fashion, you can see in the Birchas Eliyahu, which you have here in this Medrash. Okay, so he explains the Gra at length. Send it yourself. Fine, and he explains over here, "Akein Enos Ochel Basar Lo Shos Yayin." That's the halacha of Sudam Asekes. The Tisha B'av Atma Din Avelus Ba, it's based upon the Yerushalmi. Somebody asked me a Gvaldik Akashim. Wait a minute. The Machlokas HaTanoim, whether the Sudam Asekes is being treated as Aninus or treated as Avelus? And according to the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we're saying it's considered to be Avelus. So wait a minute. So why is it also the Bus of the Eye? And also it's looked at the Bus of the Eye. The basic question. So you can say unrelated. Chuban Abayis, Chobanis, Mitochim. But you could say, based upon the Ramban, I'm still searching for, we read it in Shir. What's fun? Ayin Aleph, I looked at it, couldn't find it. Thank you. Ayin Aleph, the Ramban, explains that really the aninus is an avelus chamura. Not that it's no avelus at all, but it's an avelus chamura. And the question becomes, and then we have the concept of offering both of the yayin during the period of aninus. So then why is it mutter during the period of avelus? So we can say it's both an avelus which is less chamura. Well, that's going to be still a problem. So if the avelus is less chamura, so then why is mutter of yayin also during the Sudan Aftek? So the Rambam, when he describes here some page Ayin Aleph, this is really, is this the tshuva of Yitzchak HaZaken? Am I correct? I believe it's the tshuva of the Riyah HaZaken. That's a lengthy tshuva quote here in the Rambam. Towards the bottom of the page Ayin Aleph. Upshita the Ova Mutter Lelos of the Ayin. Which means that the reason, there's another quote I'm also looking for, this is not besides this one, but this means that the reason why a Ovel is Mutter Lelos Viyayin is not stopped, really should have been also. The Avela should have been also, really, we'll get to it later, another Mokker for it. It really should have been also. And the only reason why they were not there is based on this Pasuk, the Pasuk in Mishlei of Nicham Avela. Oh, so that's the case. So thank you for this quote, David. There's another place. I think in the Rambam he talks about the Facheach and Saro, something like that. I haven't found that one yet. So maybe someone remembers when we saw that. Another kind of expression. So when it comes to the Masechet, it's a din of Avelus, Kriya Tanita, without the accompanying desire to make a Nicham Avel at that point. No Nicham Avel, the Chorban Abai is no Nicham Avel. So that's why we'll be also the Blessed of the Yayin with the status of Avelus. That's what I wanted to suggest. Okay, let's turn the page. Those will have the Zirak. The next page. So, here Avelus goes off on something which is really not our main topic for right now. Although we're getting into the sugya of Rechitza, that's the next thing we're going to talk about, Hilchot Avelus. But Avelus uses it to demonstrate his point. It's a machlokas ha-tanoim, that the person allowed to wash himself during the Sudah Vasek. That's a machlokas ha-tapas. Of course, before, I'm not going to go back to it, a kasha that the Ramban is against the Rif. So here, at the top of this page 22, which I think most of you have, the Zimra will see that. See a lot of copies all over the place. Come and tell me, if you're missing one, they're here. So the first one is will see that, near a love without the Rif. The Svira de Behemes, Gam Hach, Pukta de Rabbi Yudah. Got my name. Rabbi Shmar, Rabbi Yossi, that's the right name? Rabbi Shmar, Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakama. Im also lirchot v'losu v'erab tishvav gam ken mitzvah tali b'hach nilsa im sunam ha-sekot in ha-velus bo im ken also lirchot v'losu k'den ha-velus im dina k'mam ishmeis mutl afanav im ken mutl lirchot v'losu k'den meis mutl afanav k'mon t'r Ramba the mutl b'chitza v'sicha the Tanakam ad-ahav ad-akol shu ma'kwa tishvav also lirchot v'losu hainu k'rab yurid also b'chvias ha-nita. It's a funny expression. The also the kriyas amit. It means sort of the chayav kriyas amit. Which here the noach of dinei avelus alkein also gam b'kiv lirchot v'lasu. Shema Rabbi Yossi Meshim Avim v'hayim l'chachamim de Rabbi Yuda lo hodol av kriyas amit should also kimi shemes amit l'lefon av dinei noach of dinei avelus v'meila muta gam lirchot v'lasu. So noach avelus a tishra of the asma. We understand why the rift paskin like a Shema Rabbi Yossi against Tanakama. Why? We pass a chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda, so we pass in is the status of aninus, and therefore there's no need for a chitza v'sicha. And he quotes the Rif. The Rif says of a lashon, lahod lechachamim, aso kemisha neitz mutzal afanav, then a noach avelus ve'lachad kriyas amit. That's the Yerushalmi. What do you mean your reason for? The Rif will give you a reason. You say it then. There's a paisik over here. Not going to be time of the cross, time of the mitzvah. Just say it then. What are you calling Yerushalmi for? No, not kemina. He said. Oh no! It explains to you that all the laws of Avelus do not apply during the Sudah Masechet, I guess, and that explains why it's mutter to do Rechitza and Sicha as well. That's what the Rif says at the end. And the Noach Avelus and the Noach Chad Kriyas Amita. All right, we're talking here about Kriyas Amita. What is the way in Avelus? Come to teach you. All laws of Avelus don't apply. That's why Rechit and Sichit, but, the Valdegah Shtikotel is based upon one fact. And it's this fact that Rabban disagrees with. It's why Rabban has the cash against the rift. The Rebbe will explain to everyone when she tells them. The fact is that an Onen is Pater from the Surya Nevis. We spoke about it at the very beginning. At the Machlokas, the Rabban against the Ramban. Is an Onen, is all the restrictions of Rabban. Rechit, the Sichit, do they apply to an Onen or not? Rambam says no, and Ramban says yes. So this Shtikul Tara to explain the rift is according to the Rambam. But the Ramban, who asked against the rift, holds like the Ramban. No surprise. Ramban holds like the Ramban. That the Isurim of Avedah supplies during any of this, the whole Shtikul Tara falls apart. There's no connection. There's no connection whatsoever. You can't get this whole Shtikul Tara. You must say, it's the middle of the next paragraph, look at the Shabbi Yossi Tanakama, Rechit the Vesich, and Nusa Biyam Pei Namshem. Well, Shaykh a cloud of Shlub Rabbi Yudah Chavim to Masnizim. Separate and independent, not like this. We should go back to the Kaaba, look at Hanakama. That's the Ramban. Fine. Next paragraph, next column. The Bible says that this whole Mahalakh of the Ramban, the Mesa Mutal Lefonov, the Nochi of Sri Asamisa, we have to see sleep on the floor. You see, it's made in him. It's an Isser. That it almost has, it's not allowed to sit on the bed. And then it stops the next paragraph, the next column rather begins. The Shane is a Chiyav of Sri Asamisa, which does not apply during the period of Aninus. And he quotes the Rambam also seems to go a little bit along those lines. So now, according to the Rishalmi, the Chachalim argue with Sri Asamisa why it's considered Mesa Mutal Lefonov. What should emerge according to the Chachamim? It should be also to sit on a mita. No chiyuv kriyas mita. Okay? And the Yerushalmi says so. Also, can be shemesim as a lefanav, ain't a lo kofet mitaso, lo yafsak on a mita kfuya. That's the Yerushalmi. That's exactly what the Ramban says. And we saw in Shulchan Aruch Shinam Aleph that an onen is not permitted to sit on a seat. He has to sit on the floor. Okay? On the floor. And he calls them brackets as well. The shakl of Italian in the Gemara that Laman Amid Bey. It says, "Vode Rav Yudah the Chachamim b'she'en a yochel." Vode Chacham Rav Yudah b'yochel. My benayil shamit, shamit. Sarachin. Hey, can we shamit? What's bringing it to outside thing of shamit? No. Vode Chacham Rav Yudah b'yochel. What do I mean? What do I mean yochel? Not the tzchiyah shamit. No way. No. It's true as aninus. Well, what does it mean? Sit on the floor. So once they reach into the floor, says every onen, they're only fighting about shamitas. So the fighters are achieved to overturn the bed, which plays itself out in what they call shamitas. So far, the Gevald, the only one problem is only according to the first version of the machlokas. All the shtickle time from the beginning to the end is only according to the first version of the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Right? So far, so good. But the last verse, which is, I think, Rav, am I correct? And the Flamin of the Bays. Flamin of the Bays. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, he'll look at the Kavadi Dan, Blahodu lo Chachomim kol Ikar. What does that mean? They deny the thing completely. There's no, the Chachomim say, there's no Kfiya Tamita whatsoever. So what happens then? What's the Lama? The Gabi Yochalo Hodulo. Why? You're allowed to sleep. Now you're actually sitting in a bed. How do you know? Because you see how you see it from the Gemara. They say the Rabbi Yudo, Ugru Sumenikus Matei Alehem. What is Matei Alehem? According to you, it's worse. They came to the Mita Kfuya, sitting on the floor. So obviously, the Maskana said Gemara, which Rubber has it, is that they hold you can sleep in a, you can sit in a regular bed. I quote the Ramban, Mesa Mutal Lefonov is also B'Shiva Gavi Amita. You must say that Rava argues on the reason of Esau Kamesha Mutal Lefonov. He denies the whole thing. Rava argues the whole principle. And the Rishon which said Mesa Mutal Lefonov is going on the Braisa. The first Braisa, the B'Yoch HaMozim HaChachamim L'Rabbi Yehuda against Rava's version. According to what we call Tana Didan. Okay? So Kapanah Rav Elbel says, Yeshivas Ramban did a Mesa Mutal Lefonov, no egg din Sphia Sanita, the Indian Isa Yeshiva. So the Rishalmi which says, the Hodlo Chachamim which have got a Mesa Mutal Lefonov, what does that mean? The Lo Kehilkasa, Sphia Maskana de Rava, Hilkasa Katana Didan, lahodu kol ikar buta gam b'yeshiva. It comes out. You want to talk about the Rif? The Rif says that gmeisa buta lefana. Gval. If the Rif says so, what should it be? We should say it's also to sit on the bed, sit on the ground. Dr. Gval was a punchline. No. The Rif holds that so can be shemeisa buta lefana and denies the whole din that a mesa buta lefana to sit on the floor. Denies it. We already pointed out when we discussed this a week ago that the Rambam left out the din. We said it's based upon a Gemara Brahma, seems to go against it. The Rambam also comes to a similar conclusion for a different reason. He said the reason why the Rambam and the Rif omit the din is they go to Shita Sam. What's the Shita Sam? That no dinim of Avelus apply during Aninus. So the din, Rabotai, of Rechitza V'Sicha does not apply according to the Rif and the Rambam before the Kvura, nor does the Isser of sitting on a chair also does not apply before the Kvura. Okay? Yes, this is what the Rambam was saying, that we deny that then of the Ramban. And the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, you have to sit on the floor when you're on a need. It's the same Machlokas that you have to wash and use ointment, Sikha, during the period of Anir. Oh, so you conclude the last line. So Shapa Nukhama Dr. Rif, we said earlier, that's the reason of Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yossi, who's Mata Lirkot Falasuk, because it's like an own name, right? There's no Rechitza, there's no Sikha, no Kriya Samitza, nothing. Doesn't apply before the period of, before the, during what's called Mesa Mutal Lefana, doesn't apply. And Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yossi, who's Mata Lirkot Falasuk, like Chachonin, and he passes away. Gavaldik. What's wrong with this picture? Beautiful. It's so beautiful. What's wrong with this picture? You're related. So what's wrong? There's only one problem with it. Yeah. Only one slight problem with this whole mahatma. Gavaldik. Gavaldik. Mustang Midvash. We have to just, you know, add a few points. One point we added before about the Easter bus of the Yain. Did Yaakov answer the question before? There's another question that one might ask. Okay, if no one asks, I'll ask. Yes?
Do we understand why
So keep going. That's the question. So keep going. Keep going. Do you ask you that? No. Misha made them put the lafon of it's put them in a mitzvah. The summons in Aninus is put them in a mitzvah. You take over stitches. The basic question, more basic, I mean, same question in fact is, we thought, when we learned the sugya, that made them put the lafon is also the loss of Yahya's mitzvah. It's also the loss of Yahya's because he's busy taking care of Tochei Amei. And that's why all the Surah Mavelos don't apply. I mean, that was a simple understanding. Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that way and others. But clearly, if you're going to assume that way, what do you do over here? I mean, Nebuch destroyed. Nebuch today, Mishnichus, Abba Mas, and the Simchah already feeling the pain. But we're not running to bury anybody. So what's the, in other words, some of the Brit Columbus is so gewaldic, but then to take a step back and say, why in the world should we treat this period of time of Sulman seconds as Misha Mesa Mutla Fanov to ask them about the Yayin? I mean, isn't Bosa Yayin also Misha Shem Yimashah? For the answer, you can't say that. Can't be Shem Yimashah. I have to say because of the, we'll call a very powerful form of Avelus, right? It's more powerful. We thought based upon the Ramban. That the Avelus of Aninus, in a sense, is more powerful than the Avelus of Avelus. Luth, I have two questions. If the Avelus of Avelus, forgive me these funny terms. If the Avelus of Aninus is more common than the Avelus of Avelus, so we should at least fulfill the laws of Avelus of Avelus. So what do we explain to Rambam? Yeah, we had our verse, Litame Ulitame, the two-stage process. We had Rabbi Kivega's verse, that you're busy with the Tzorchei Hameis, right? The court of the Spirit of the Throne. Either way, So why over here shouldn't the laws of Avela apply? That's my question. Basic question. The only answer I could think of, you have an answer? Answer the question. What's the answer? I thought of the following Mahalach. I mean, maybe there is no answer. It's like Kachazel. But there is an answer. Maybe you could say as follows. That when someone is the Avela of Anila, which is more chamer, but you're not required to perform the actual Avelus of Avelus, not merely a din that you put them in a mitzvah, that you will treat Avelus same as tefillin, you put them from the Kivegas Mashma. It's not only the Rambam would have it, it's two stages, it's perhaps a little more than that. That is, we want that the person who's in such a serious stage of Avelus, that the Avelus should be kind of a visceral Avelus. You know, he just sits on the floor. He's just sitting on the floor. He's numb. He's sitting on the floor, can't do anything. As opposed to the technicalities, right? The manushe of performing each and every law of Avelis with the Kumva saying the Shev Altasa, that requires a head. You have to have a head for that. You gotta think this, oh. The chitza, the sikha, I put my finger in cold water, can I put my finger in hot water? I gotta learn how to start Avelis, I gotta know what it's all about. I gotta know, can I do this? Can I do this? This whole summer's worth of learning of it. We don't want him to think of it. He's so fundamental. He's so overwhelmed with grief in the stage of Anina, as we call it. He's saying, oh, most of the eyes are out of bounds. Sit on the floor, and we're not gonna bother you and burden you and trouble you with learning God's simplest Avelis will be 11 Yisurim here and his mitzvahs and everything. Forget about it. Here too. The person is supposed to be so overwhelmed. The Sudama seconds was just thinking about the enormity of the loss of Klal Yisrael with the Chulban Abayis, the Shrevet Beis HaMikdash. Just focus on that. We're not going to impose at that very moment on you all the specific halachas of Avel. Kav, Tisha B'Av itself. So we know it's a Sfarim. Tisha B'Av is already the beginning of the Nechama. Mashiach is born. And we'll get to, whatever you want to do, without waxing too agadic. But we say that, oh, Tisha B'Av began already, it's beginning of the Tchilas, Gula, the Mamela, you go into a regular stage of Avelis, with all the restrictions of Avelis, and you have to be very sad, and the double Shiva is very sad. But it's that soon enough seconds, he puts you on a stage on the floor, you're just so torrid with the law, with the Churban. You're sitting on the floor, you're not burying anybody, but you're so completely overwhelmed with grief, that they're not burdening you with the particulars of Avelis. Similar to what we say with respect to Anina's crop. That's the best I could do to take the brisk of art over here to explain it in human terms. Yes, Ali.
And a lot of Anina's really
much simpler than a lot of the hills. That's the answer. That's in terms of a CS HaMitzvah. I don't believe a person had to rip off his tippets during the Sudam HaSek. I never said that. All I'm saying is that the particulars of Mitzvah Avelis, there will all be so many halachas involved, which a person does not do every day. They just say, wait till nightfall, then you worry about it. That's what I'm explaining. Yes, sir. That's a good question. I can't answer that question 100%, but I could begin to give an answer. Because I want to have this one time of such terrible grief, and the terrible grief we'll see the halakhas is something that the person experiences in loneliness. The person will be by himself in the Sudam HaSekhet and on the floor, and as opposed to, you know, it says Sarat Rabim Kati Nachama. When Klal Yisrael, everybody sits together in shul, even though we have this class to show, she won't come till weeks from tonight, Nebuch. We were required to sit on the floor, you know, have over 100 people sit on the floor, it's terrible. You have over 100 people together. There is some kind of comfort, you know, you have a number of people together. And the catharsis, the work, is that a person just all by himself and all scattered, and everyone's in a lonely, dark place, eating an egg. That's you could have used it for cat. I'm just getting an explanation from perhaps why the Chazal ordained it in this fashion. Enough. Let's go on. Let's go back. I have a slight issue over here with the Ritual Belleville. He says in his Lashon that according to the Ramban, is an Isa Yeshiva Gabe Sabta.
If they put the Yeshiva as a phrase, already yesterday and the other piece, these kinds of Lashayim.
And we try to demonstrate yesterday by Rikas, based upon the Ramban, that there's no Isa at all. There is no such Isa. We had an offer to Ramban to the Kanti. There is no Isa. There's nothing wrong with an Ovel sitting on the on a bench. That's how we understood it. Now what about Tisha B'Av? So here we're going to begin an analysis of the relationship between the laws of Tisha B'Av and the laws of Avelis. So what a perfect day to choose the Chodesh Av, we're learning about Avelis. What is the connection between these two halachos? So we have a Gemara Mefurish in the Aflamin Amin Alf Masech Tainis, where the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, beginning of the wide lines, called Mitzvahs are Noah goes for Avel, Noah goes for Tisha B'Av. What are they, for example? There's Giras, but it would certainly exist in Tzicha, Nilas HaSandl, Tashmash Amita, and Talmud Torah. Those four are certainly there. Those four are certainly there.
Nope.
What about a Yeshiva Agabe Safso? To say, also the Yeshiva Agabe Safso. Now, what's the halacha? Rabbi, you know from your experience. Is there an issue to sit on a bench and pitch them up? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes? Yeah? You sit all day on a bench and pitch them up? Well, you sit on the floor all day and pitch them up? Well, what did you say? What? You get up on a bench? When do you get up on a bench? Chatzos. Tell me. On Chatzos pitch up, do you go to the shower? Do you put on your leather shoes? Do you study Baba Kama? Yes or no?
No.
The no is the correct answer, because it says in the Mishnah and in Brisa, Tana Rabbanan, call mitzvahs and ogres for all and ogres for tishah. It doesn't say half tishah. So therefore, you can't go into the shower, and you can't put on leather shoes, and you can't study Baba Kama. Can't do it. So I ask you a question. How do you sit on a bench? So I'll get an answer. Yes. We'll get to that more later. That's a different story. Yes? Oh, this exactly proves my point. Had there been an absolute issue to sit in a chair, I'm trying to slug up, if I may, this is a sharp expression, the chutzpah on my part. I'm trying to slug up the opinion we saw yesterday, which really goes back to the Marshal. It says there's an issue for an oval to sit on a bench. Finished. Utter, absolutely utter. So number one, it's not listed in these terms. It's just about implicit in Kriyat HaMitzvah, which is a mitzvah. We saw Chafal is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. That's the Tosaf points out over here. I think it's the Rosh. The Rosh points out over here in Masechta Tainus. Am I correct? The Rosh points out, we talk about that everything which applies to an Ovel applies to Tisha B'Av. That's not quite the case. And you shouldn't understand it too broadly. Am I correct to rush that though? This is the mitzvah of, only the Yisurim apply, but the mitzvah does not apply. Am I correct in such a rush? Where is it? What can I? That's the Beferish, I know it's here. Here we go. Here. Here it is. Lamed Zayin. Kriyas Amita. We say no. Mitzvah Shiva Ovil says no. I hate the Mitzvah Lo Sasei and Ovil Shiva Ovil Tanya. Or the no's. Abba Mitzvah Sasei Shiva Ovil Kong Kriyas Amita Ativa Sarosh Vanak Lo Komar. They're Abaisai. If there's an Issa that's sitting on a bench, that's an Issa. It's a Lo Sasei. So that should be, the Lo Sasei should apply in Tisha B'Av. The fact that we get up on a regular chair after Chatzos indicates that what? There's no such is there. We can derive Hilchos Avelos from Hilchos Tisha B'Av. I think it's a good riot. So I'm not happy with the Rav Velva's Lushen as an Isser to sit on the bench. I don't think the book on Isser is no Isser, I don't think. More than that, I have another thing with the quibble with Rav Velvel. Rav Velvel says that according to the Shita Sarambam and the Rif, the reason why they omitted the halacha that an onain is required to sit on the floor, because the meferish and meseches smachas to that effect, right? The meferish and meseches smachas. The answer is because they are shitasam that an onain is potter mikol dinei avel. So you're potter from what? You're potter from the Easter rechitza and sicha and all these two don't apply to you. Nilas sandal. And therefore, you're also puffed from this, the dinner sitting on the floor. And here's Daiti. Yeah, I'm sure Velma's Lashita so. He's working with an assumption, it would seem, that it's an Easter to sit on the floor for a whole week. Huh? If that's the case, then in fact, we understand what he's saying, because this is clear. But what we decided to prove from the Gemara in time, and the Chavis thought you have to be Mepherish in the Ramban, that the notion should exist. Therefore, what emerges, the halakha that you're supposed to sit on the floor is unique to an onain. It's only found with respect to an onain, the Mesechus Mach. It's not found with respect to an avil anywhere. Maybe during Nicham Avezen, but Yeshvi Tolor, not the rest of the time. As we explained yesterday. Now, on both sides, you can say that an onain is pasta from Avelus. You can't say that an onain is pasta from Anidus. So if the entire halacha of Yosef Agave Karaka is limited to Aninus, you can't always put this in an onain, because Rambam is Shitoso. Wow. You can't be put this in the name of Aninus. So I'd rather suggest, as I did before, that the reason why the Rambam says Yipater is not because he's the Shitaso here. Not doing the Shitaso. Rather a completely different reason. That the Gemara, we said earlier in Chav Gimel and Bay, is massive against the Mesechta Smachas. Why? Because the Gemara seems to say that ain't no mesa v'ochel, right? You can't sit there comfortably and eat your supper normally. It doesn't say there's a drastic measure. You have to sit on the floor. Okay, now to the Gra. Rebbe tells us the Gra is the marker for all of his Torah. It's worthwhile just looking a little bit at what the Gra has to say. And we'll try to analyze it carefully. And I'm telling you, if you want to look at it all, but don't grab the regular Shulchan Aruch. Take the Birchas Eliyahu, much bigger print, easier to read. But this edition is on page Reish Nun Hey. Tav Kuf Nun Tesef Gimel the Makaba Reish. Leil Tishva V'Yomo Yoshin Beis HaKnesses V'Horet HaTfilat HaMilch. Oh, if you correctly point out, you have to milcha, so you can you sit on a regular bench. That is the Gra, what's the source? Meseket Sofrim Shom. Yeah? Meseket Sofrim, Terek Yuches, Halacha Zayin. Nope, that's a Meseket Sofrim, so that's a Meseket Sofrim. Who would argue the Meseket Sofrim? What does it say in Meseket Sofrim? It says Yoshin the Koran Kino Sinei Be'echa, and then it says the Yesh Yordim Mitzavtaleim Lamata. Sit on the floor. But Medina, it's not true. How do you know it's not true? Because as the Vilna Gaon, it says it's Tainus Chavav in the Mishnah. Habu the Makaya Betriya Samita. Lo Lo Chachamim. And an Avlam and Amid Beis needs even call Ikar. The Rabbanim say, even by Yoko, there's no need to do Kriyat Amita. It's only the Chumrah. And then it's only the Chumrah, so once Minucha comes, we sit in a regular chair. Minhagim no longer apply up the Minucha with the other examples later. But the Yerushalmi is Mashmah not that way. Oh, he's also knows Yerushalmi. The only Rabbanim knows Yerushalmi. The Rabbanim also knows Yerushalmi. You know Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says it's a Zidina. Why? Mesa Mutalafanov. And we know Mesa Mutalafanov according to the Mesechus Smachas and the Yerushalmi. He has to be on the floor. The Mesechus Smachas is in Perek Yud Aleph. The Ramban quotes it. And it was Pshat in the Gemara. We thought it was Bakert. Right? Kod Chav Gimel. Eino Mesiv. So we understood Eino Meisav Ochel means Faker. You don't sit in your comfortable recliner during supper. But you don't sit if you're on the floor. And Tana Deilin Eino Meisav the other way around. You sit on the floor. And it's quoted in Yeredei in the favor, Shinem Al Hei, Zoch the Gra. Only one problem. It's against our Gemara. Why? Our Gemara, Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yehuda. And what do they say? Ubers the Menikas Matei Alein. The quote that Rebbe started saying, and then the Gemara started saying, you have to sit on the floor, right? Rebbe said it before. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to sit on an overturned bed. And according to Rabbanan, on the floor. So what do you ask Akasha? Ubers the Menikas Matei Alein. And the Zvarech is better, it's worse. You have to get off the overturned bed onto the floor. It's worse. Moreover, the Rishami says the only dispute about Tuna Masekes, not about the whole day of Tisha B'Av. He was talking about the whole day of Tisha B'Av is the grog going on. And you can't say that in the whole day of Tisha B'Av you have a status of Aninus. Why not? Because an Olin is required to keep all the laws of Avelus. So how can you say that he has a status of Aninus all day of Tisha B'Av? Then why is he also for his Chitza, his Sikha, the Aninus of Sandal? And he throws in a mamash curveball. This curveball, I don't know what possessed the Gra to say throw in his curveball. It's like against everything he says in the rest of the paragraph. He's bothered by Akasha. The Gemara says, "Lididach hubers the manikas mateleh." The Gra assumes that the average muberes and manika could survive on the floor or an overturned bed for the short period of time of sunim apsekis. And based on that assumption, he wants to suggest the Gemara is discussing here not only sunim apsekis, but the whole day of Tisha B'Av. Oy. If you put that diuk together, what we said until now, what should emerge is, that you put the Yerushalmi, which says that Tisha B'Av is like Mesa Mutal Lefanah together with the Babli, that extends throughout the entire day of Tisha B'Av, you end up with this wild idea, and you sit on the floor the whole day in Medina. But it can't be. I don't think God's saying of it. It's because it can't coexist. Pasha would say this deal of the Gra, forgive me, is not correct. That a Mubarak somebody can't sit on the floor even for a short period of time. Stop. You have no chance to look in the Gra and see, I'm not sure what exactly his bottom line is. I think it throws a monkey wrench into all this discussion. Okay? It's a tough Kuf Montes. Sif Karnyun. I'm leaving a bookmark for those who want to look it up later on. Gewalt. Okay, how about that? Let's continue. So now, I want to extend this a little bit further. Rabotai, in that same Masechet Smachos, there's a discussion of what we call Shelat Shalom. Shelat Shalom. Easter of Shela Shalom, very important to know the Easter. It's quoted in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, right? And the question is, what exactly is it? Is it status? And what is it based upon the various sources of the Gemara, in the Tosefta, in Maseches Machos, and all the various sources that we are at our disposal? What exactly is Allah? From the same Maseches Machos, it would appear that the Easter of Shelat Shalom is also limited to the first part of Tisha B'Av. The Gra here is in a Tav Kuf Nun Tet. If cut and used, there's another Gra. Hold on a minute. Ah. The Gra quotes in Masechet Smachos, which seems to say, excuse me, Masechet Sofer, you know, I have an idea. Let's all go to Masechet Sofer. We're going to tilt it so much. Who has a big Gemara of Avodah Zarah? Look in the back. Perek Yitzches Halacha Zayin. Someone get a Gemara and look it up. No, can read the Gemara. I'll read it if you want. You have a Gemara?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll read it. I can read it. I'll read it. Then I'll get it back to you. Okay. What does it say here? Okay. Then Omer Shalom Zelazer Kol Halayla V'Kol Hayom Ashiyashlimu Am Kinoseim. They don't say Shalom until Kinos is over. Again, until Mincha. Wow. Wow. How can this be? Isn't Shela Shalom an Easter Gomor? And any Easter Gomor from Avelis, we said, should apply Mitzvah of Medina. And whenever it's Medina, should apply Avotai what? No. Should apply no. The whole day of Tisha B'Av. Hello, Dover. Hello, Dover. It's bothering me very much, this question. Huh? What? Who said? Right, so what it is not an ocean. Shaila Shalom is not an ocean. Different levels, when you're not a nation, yeah, but, yes? What did you say? It wasn't?
It's not
called Shiva? Really? Okay. Maybe you're right. Now, the question is Bechlau. The what? Yeah, well, let's take a look. I don't want to anticipate. We're going to learn Shalom Mitzvah Hashem, I guess, next week, the Pratim. But doesn't the Gemara say, and I've always caught him, I've called Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Is this the Yitzhak of Shalom Shalom? Is it Chaf Aleph or is it Chaf Gimel? 1 second. Chaf Aleph on the base? Sorry. Chaf Aleph on the base? Or will also give me on Mishonah of Shalom Shalom? Mishlosha v'ashiva me'shivena shalom. So the Yitzhak of Shalom Shalom is all week. It's all Shiva. The 3 days, you're allowed to respond. Huh? I don't know yet. But maybe it's not exactly it's not identical. Everything's not a process. Everything's not identical. Kol Panim, if you look carefully at the source, not so simple. It is the Shalom Shalom HaTisha B'Av. Not so simple. The Tosefta says in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, what does it say over there? It says there, Ein Shalom 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 L'Chaveirim B'Tisha B'Av. What does Chaveirim mean? Chaveirim called Yisro. What is Chaveirim? No, what does Chaveirim mean, Rabotai? What is Chaveirim? Huh? You know Halacha. Tamidei Chachamim. Right? Notice, when the Gemara in Tainus Aflamet talked about Rechitza, Sicha, Nilsano, Tashemitza, Kriyas Talmud Torah, didn't mention Shela Shalom. Not there. So it could be that only the Yisurei Avelis of what we call Yisurei Tanugim, of pleasures, worldly pleasures, which are recounted over here, or Simcha of Talmud Torah, that's what's up. We get to the last Talmud Torah may not be the same Yisurei Tanugim and Avelis, exactly. Talmud Chaveirim, only Chaveirim, Talmidei Chachamim, that's all. The thing is, the Rosh changed the gears. What can I do? The Rosh in Siman Lamed Zayin, the Masechta Tainus, when he quoted this halacha, said it differently. Toward the end. So Sefer Perek Gimel, Ein Shela Shalom L'Chaveirim B'Tisha B'Av, right? Avo, instead of Hedyodos B'Safa Rafa, which he said means that you're allowed to say hello to the Safa Rafa to a Hedyo, which means it's not really an absolute prohibition. He says, Avo Meshivin has said Hedyodos B'Safa Rafa. We don't have an Avo Sefer. Meshivin means that you have that by Avelis too, you're allowed to answer back, if you saw after 3 days. So by putting the word Meshivin, took the teeth out of my whole argument. I'm trying to argue that Shela Shalom is Muslim, yet according to the second Sofrim, yet Nuna Pishabov, because the whole Israel is not really an absolute, it's only Chaveir, Tamina Chachamim. And therefore, it's only a Tamina Chachamim, it's like a mimic, and therefore, it does not apply to the afternoon. That's what I thought. More than that, the Mordechai Moed Katan has a girsa. Ain shela shalom lechaveiro. Took out the whole implication of chaver didn't being tamid chacham. Chaveiro means anybody. So he was completely vitiated what I'm trying to say. It's only limited to tamid chacham. And the Ramban in page Rishon and Vav took our girsa, and we somehow drained it, come out like the Rosh, because he had a Yerushalmi that way. I'm a Meshivin. Who's the one and only? The one and only. Who's the one and only who sticks to the original text and says it like it is? The Rambam. Terekei Alok Yirao. That's the team. No, we understand why the Masechet Sofrim says that it's permissible after Chatzos. Could be slight differences, whether it depends upon the argument of the Sosefta, like we said earlier, depends upon the Mekabel. You shouldn't ask B'Shlom Tamina Chachamim. You're not asked B'Shlom Amoret, so we understood. According to the Rambam, depends upon the no-thing, the no-thing shalom. The Tamid HaKham shouldn't ask for shalom of anybody. And he should only ask for Amoret, etc. In any event, Tamid HaMedina. Beis Yosef puts the Rambam together with the Rosh and the Rabban. I don't think it's so. The Magen Avraham asked the cash against the Bach. Is this not going to be? It's the Rambam. The Rambam, the answer is with the Rambam. That's the pshat, on both sides. It's only until Chatzos. Let me go further than that. Rabosai is another din. The Gemara and Masechta, thank you. A Masechta Tainus of Lamed Amud Beis. What's a Lamed Amud Beis? A Shaila of Malacha. Is Malacha permitted to be done on Tisha B'Av or not? Lamed Amud Beis. What are you tilting so much for? We know that if you look in the Sugyan Chafal of Man Moed Kotten, they rattle up all the Surim of Avelis, one of them is Malacha. No. So if every single issue which applies to Avelis applies to Tisha B'Av, so it should apply to Yisra Malacha, should apply as well? So I answer you, no. It's limited to what we call the Tanugin, the physical pleasures. Malacha is no physical pleasure. It's a different din. And therefore does not apply Me'ikar Adin to Tisha B'Av. And that's why in certain cases the Gemara is not Lama Namad Beis. Malacha Shanagu Lassa Malacha B'Tisha B'Av. Oh, sin. Interestingly, there are more rights. What's the minig? You can own the malacha after chatzos. Again, the same idea. That if it's not absolutely within, it would be mutter after chatzos. And even more than that, look at the Gemara says, the chomokom tamide chachomim b'teilim. Aha! Just like we said before, Shela Shalom is also the Chachamim, based upon the Rambam. So too, Malacha is also the Chachamim. What Chachamim did, it took all the laws of Avelis and they accepted it upon themselves with respect to Tisha B'Av. But Me'ikar Adin, it's limited to the Yisurim of Tanugim, does not apply to Shela Shalom, does not apply to Malacha. That's just Mahalach. Okay, Rabbi. Yes? Correct. 3-7. Exactly. Not exactly a full, you know, uninterrupted, unchanging 7 full days.
So you could say that, again, the only thing that are other things that are not things that are
completely unchanging into full 7 days. Correct? Okay, because you can't say it's glass, it's only also because there is an Yisra Malacha, and there is an Yisra Shalom for 7 days, but there's some details are different. Correct? Excellent. About that, yeah? No, we're not up to Malacha. I just mentioned it in passing, so I won't go into it. Now, I got to start the next sugya. We have a schedule. The next sugya, we're now on the Sheet Dalet, finally. The first sugya is called Rechitza V'Tzicha. Okay? And once again, the idea of Tisha B'Av is going to be with us. Now, both I, the Gemara and Tetzvav, and my cousin talks about the Easter of Rechitzafur and Avil together with Sikha. It's interesting that the details are found in Masechta Tainus much more than Masechta Moed Katan. The conclusion of a lengthy sugya in Tainus Turn up your gimel of a days, read as follows. The Hilchasa. Ovel Asa Lirchas Kogufo, Bain Bechan and Bain Bitsone, Kol Shiv. Avapana of Yoda Viragla Bechan and Asa Bitsone and Mutter. Lost the Kapil Kol Shu Asa, the Lahavet Azuava Mutter. This is the concluding of a, conclusion of a long figure. And it's not in my cotton and tainus. An important figure will cut us over the problem later on. So what do you see, Rabbi Osai? The Pashtus, that the Easter of an Avel is only an Easter of what? Chazer again. Kol Gufo Bezachamad Atzoneh and Ponav Yodav Araglov Bechamad. Can I stick my finger into hot water? The Gemara's expression is Ponav Yodav Araglov Bechamad Atzoneh. Can I stick my finger into hot water? So on Amar Aleph, Rav Sheshe said, Ovel Oto Lahoshe that's Bo Bechamin. The question is this Gemara at the end, which asks his only point of God of Araglev, is that the same as Rav Sheshe or is it against Rav Sheshe? Shalom, you got a chance to feel the Ramah Kamas if you're up, if you're current what I'm talking about. That's a good question, the Lachor. So, the Bekiva Eger says he passed like a Sheshit. Not an issue limited to Pon of Yod of Aragla, which sounds like, I don't know, even that's phrased on its own. What do you mean Pon of Yod of Aragla? It's also only if you wash your hands and your face and your feet, or if you wash any one of them. Huh? What do you say? Yeah. Any one of them. And if you wash half of it? Also. Okay, so everyone in the room agrees with Rebbe Akiva Eger. So when it says, part of your other eye, don't take the word. This means that the person normally washes. But for the same token, you can't even take a pinky into that water. Okay, fine. What if somebody is very sweaty? He's sweating so much. He's trying to wash himself to get rid of the sweat. So, folks can say, mutter. Why? Listen to this now. It's not rechita shel tainus. They ask all the rechita, your hands are dirty. You're not rechita shel tainus. So the Rav asks, what do you mean? This is not tainus. The biggest tainus, get rid of the dirt. Get rid of the sweat. It's the biggest tainus. And it's not the guy who goes into a shower in the middle of nowhere. Know what he say? The Rav explained that it's prohibited in these circumstances of Avelis to go from a state, what he called neutrality, into a state of pleasure. Americans are shower-holics. They love to take showers. And they're like, oh, Gavaldik, the hot water comes streaming on my back. Ah, schmack. And before he walks into the shower, like you have ice cream. Before I have ice cream, That tanugim, you're enjoying pleasures of life. However, in a case where you're full of dirt and therefore perhaps even sweat, so what you're doing is you're not going from neutrality to a pleasurable state. You're in a demeaning state. You're in an extremely uncomfortable state. You're in a filthy state. So to get out of that state of filth is not labeled as Rechita shel tainus, let me be very, you may enjoy it very much. Probably on balance, you enjoy the shower more than other showers. You went from ashpus yarm evyo, we said this morning. We went from filth to the state of being clean. But it's not labeled as Rechita shel tainus, because we can understand that it attributes the washing to get rid of the dirt. Ah, you also enjoy it? No. Well, you do, you can't say, pagin and dibur over here. But if you're getting out of filth, so that's considered to be permissible. It's not called Rechita shel tainus. So now I want to get to you to the killer. We'll talk about it today, and there's a cloud hanging over our head, and it relates directly to really the laws of the 9 days and the Minhag of the 9 days. Direct, so it's not appropriate for Tisha B'Av. The Ramah quotes a minig rabosai not to wash for 30 days. Strange shalom, an avelus 30 days, no bed, no shower. 30 days. Three reasons are given for this minute. Clearly, it's not a Gemara's affair, it's a carrot. Three reasons are given for the minute. Or as the Ruah says, Well, we all know, when a person takes a shower, he combs his hair. And he can't comb your hair because you're taking out hairs. That's an Isra of Giluach. Hashem knows the rule. Like in Moshe quotes this. Of course, Lemaisa, we passed in a Simon Shin Tadi. I believe it's Sif. He's a fellow Sif. Then it all was a lot of comers here. So there. So there was no purpose in answering washing all month. You shouldn't come to comb your hair, which needs to have Giluach all month. Because the Rebbe was allowed to comb it even in Shiva, Kavachom and Shlosh. For that reason, it's not Lahalach. So the Ma'aril, and Ezra also quotes this, another reason. Hasa Nishim Kibbutz. So we're getting confused. Washing your body, washing your clothes. Nope. The question is, wait a minute. You can't wash your clothes in Shloshim? Did we just get to saying, only Giyus is Asa, but Kibbutz is Mutter? Well, we had a Riva. The Riva says that even Kibbutz is Asa for Shloshim. So we took a Riva, and then we grafted onto the Riva this wild idea. So we're going to confuse washing their bodies and washing their clothes. Presto! Can't take a shower for a month. Well, Pastor says this whole thing depends upon Menhagim. If you look at the expression of the Ramah in Arachayim, Tav Kuf Mem Ches Tef Yud, the Makom Shenagu Yisra Kol Shlosh. So apparently depends upon the minhag of the Makomos. So it's an hour Makomos we'll make. Number three, the task was to Mashal. When the person was going to a bath, he would then take a haircut too. All right, who am I to quibble with the mashal? I guess in Europe, in certain places, when they would go into a bathhouse, they'd cut their hair. You can't take a bath for a month because you may cut your hair. You go into a shower, a private shower, leave out the camp. You go into a private shower in your house in New Jersey. So, of course, maybe you go into a shower, you cut your hair, yeah? So Pasha, the whole thing doesn't apply nowadays. None of the reasons apply. Not even a single one of them. So I think that the man is that there should be no prohibition whatsoever to take a shower after Shiva is over. Every single one of these kitzur books that I saw, without exception, they all keep saying the same thing. Can't take a shower from us. They're completely oblivious to the fact that I'm willing to wager that the percentage of their readership that follows that halacha is minuscule. And for good reason. Because these reasons don't apply, and the meaning is no longer applied. I did see it in print, semi-print. I saw in the Shurim of the Rav, was prepared by Rabbi Konitz, which was based on Rabbi Shechter's notes. They quote from Moshe Soloveitchik, who said, "What's this? Kill them all swimming in the 9 days? That's craziness," what Moshe Soloveitchik said. Why? Because we all know that they didn't go swimming in the 9 days of Beis Hazeik treated the same as Shloshim. That's a famous capacity we keep going with. And we, nowadays, people don't go a month without a shower. He told me 60 years ago. People don't go a month without a shower in America. It's unheard of. Even then, they took showers after the week was up. And therefore, what's wrong with taking a swimming or taking a shower in the 9 days? As the expression it goes, I heard this from the Rav myself, Rav Moshe said, "Nope. You don't want to take a shower. Air official, you have to cut those." Quote, Mehechit tasty. All right, now this I'll willing to suffer with. It's criminal. It really only applies to the time of Shitzur and Afsegas. Mela. This is what I was told. So, but that's in print in an undead published typescript that I have here in my secret hideout over here. But has anyone seen any of the books that says this? Yes, Yaakov?
Yeah.
Can any people take a shave when they don't take a shower? They take a shower, they don't take a shave. I mean, is there any connection between shaving and shower? I don't know. Let's take a poll.
It's not convenient.
You shave
and don't
run into
the shower.
So, shaving
between the
shower
without the sweat.
So, is the Yaakov Pitzim Ashal's reason still apply?
Does shave time every time
of the year. That doesn't add up to me. And even I don't think it's true. Anyway, let's go further. The Ramah goes even beyond, end with this. Ramah asks, Kol Rechitza, kol shloshim. And the Rebbe Kivegas, and it means you can't even, you're not, that's too much to believe. You can't wash your hands and face in cold water for a month. That's what the Shach understood, this Ramah. He couldn't believe it. This is too much. Took out the word kol. That's too much. Too much. Too much. I mean, you're allowed to wash it during the Shiva, how much more so during the Shloshim. That's a mistake, he said. That's a mistake. Some say you can even wash your whole body in cold water, even according to this minute. That's what the Elder Rabbi says in Hilchos Yom Kippur. We'll stop here. And Mir Hashem, tomorrow, we have to talk about the Easter of Sicha, the Din of Istinus, and other halachas related to the laws of Rechitza and Sicha for Avel.
What kind of a shower is it going to be like?